Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Erev. And the Mishnah wants to know about the distinction between a non-residential area, like a garden or a karpath, and a residential area, like a chatzar, like a courtyard. When you carry in a non-residential area, even if it's enclosed by complete partitions, it's prohibited to carry in it if it measures more than 2 base sa'a, but carrying in a residential area is permissible no matter how large it is. So this Mishnah now has two more opinions that are more stringent than that. The Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says furthermore, Hagina v'hakarpif k'shehin shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim. When you have a case of a garden or karpif that is 70 amos and a fraction by 70 amos and a fraction, meaning 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, which is about 2 beis sa'a, mukefes gadir gavoa asar tvachim, and it's surrounded by a fence that's 10 tvachim high, metaltlim b'socha b'vachei hebas shomira obezdira oshetei smucha va'ir. You're allowed to carry in it only if there is a watchman's booth or a proper dwelling inside of it, or it's near the town, in which case it would be used for residential purposes. So according to this Tana, the size limit of 2 base saw applies to a residential area as well, meaning that carrying even in a fully enclosed residential area is prohibited if it means carrying in an area that's more than 2 base saw. And as far as an enclosed non-residential area, carrying in it is always prohibited, no matter how small it is going to be. That is this another additional opinion over here. And then finally, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu ein ba ela bor v'shiach u'ma'ara metaltlin v'socha." Even if the garden or karpef has in it only a ditch or a vault in which rainwater is held for drinking, so it's considered residential, and we can carry in it, meaning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the area is residential even if there isn't a dwelling place, and even if it's not near the town, but it just has like a little water hole where people are able to drink from it, then it's considered a karpath. That's considered residential. And then says the Mishnah further that Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu in ba achas mikol ilu metaltlin besocha," that even if the garden or karpath does not contain any of these things, and so it has no established residence at all, we can carry in it. As long as that it's not more than 70 amos in a fraction, by 70 amos in a fraction, meaning 70 and 2/3 amos is by 70 and 2/3 amos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a non-residential area, like a garden or a karpath, that is subject to this size limit. But carrying in a residential area, by contrast, is going to be permissible no matter how large it is. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Maya arka yaser al rachba afilu ama achas." If the length is more than its width, even by one ama, in metalta masucha, we can't carry in it. Meaning, carrying in a non-residential area of this size is prohibited unless it is square. So essentially, if it is 2 base sa'a or seemingly more, so the length is the length is more than its width, even by just one amma, so you can't carry in it, because if it's non-residential, you can't carry in it unless it's a square. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu arka pishnayim barachba metaltlin besocha." Even if it's a rectangle, with its length twice as long as its width, we may carry it in it at that point. Okay. With that said, now on to Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eli said, "Shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer." I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that the afilu he kebeis kor, that it's permissible to carry in this enclosed garden or enclosed karpif, even if it's as large as a base kor, one is allowed to go ahead and carry in there. And says in the Mishnah further, V'chein shamati mimenu, and I also heard from him two more statements from these two. Anshe chatzer sheshachach echad mehen v'lo eriv, that if members of a courtyard formed an eriv and one of them forgot to join in the eriv, but then he abandoned the rights to the eriv, to the court, he abandoned his rights in the courtyard. So it's forbidden for him to carry in and out of his house. But it's permissible for them to carry in and out of his house. So what's going on over here? And furthermore, I also heard from him that we can fulfill the obligation to eat mara on Pesach with akravanin, which is some sort of a bitter vegetable whose leaves are shaped like scorpions. This was something else that was reported by Rabbi Eli in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. And then finally, v'chizarti al kol tamidav uvikashti lichaver. But I went around to all of Rabbi Eliezer's students and searched for a colleague who had also heard these three rulings, v'lomatzasi, and I didn't find anyone who had heard them. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav and of Perek Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Gimel, chapter 3. But for now, have a wonderful day.